To understand empty child theory, you have to visit with behaviorists. Their meal ticket was hastily jerry-built by the advertising agency guru John Watson and by Edward Lee Thorndike, founder of educational psychology. Watson's Behaviorist Manifesto of 1913 promoted the then novel utilitarian psychology whose, quote, theoretical goal is the prediction and control of behavior, close quote. Like much that passes for wisdom on the collegiate circuit, their baby was stitched together from the carcasses of older ideas. Behaviorism, Thorndike's version, stillborn, was called connectionism. It was a purified hybrid of Wilhelm Wundt's laboratory at Leipzig and Comte's positivism broadcast in the pragmatic idiom of the Scottish common sense philosophers. We needn't trace all the dead body parts pasted together to sigh at the claim of an originality which isn't there. Reminiscent of Howard Gardner's fashion as seer of multiple intelligence theory, an idea as ancient as the pyramids. Behaviorists read entrails. They spy on the movements of trapped and hopeless animals, usually rats or pigeons. This gives an advantage over other psychologists of standing on a pile of animal corpses as the emblem of their science. The study of learning is their chief occupation. How rats can be driven to run in a maze or press a bar with a proper schedule of reward and punishment. Almost from the start, they abjured the use of the terms reward and punishment, concluding that these beg the question. Who is to say what is rewarding except the subject? And the subject tells us more credibly with his future behavior than with his testimony. You can only tell whether a reward is truly rewarding from watching future behavior. This accurate little semantic curveball allows a new discipline to grow around the terms positive reinforcement, reward, and negative reinforcement, punishment. Behavior to behaviorists is only what can be seen and measured. There is no inner life. Skinner added a wrinkle to the simpler idea of Pavlovian conditioning, from which subsequent libraries of learned essays have been written, when he stated that the stimulus for behavior is usually generated internally. In his so-called operant conditioning, the stimulus is thus written with a small s rather than with a Pavlovian capital S. So what? Just this. Skinner's lowercase internal s leaves a tiny hole for the ghost of free will to sneak through. Despite the furor this created in the world of academic psychology, the tempest in a teapot nature of lowercase uppercase stimuli is revealed from Skinner's further assertion that these mysterious internal stimuli of his can be perfectly controlled by manipulating exterior reinforcements according to proper schedules. In other words, even if you do have a will, not certain, your will is still perfectly programmable. You can be brought to love Big Brother all the same. The way I came to the attention of Dr. Keller's teaching assistants was by writing a program to cause co-eds to surrender their virginity behaviorally without realizing they had been scored with an operant conditioning program. My blueprint delighted the assistants. Copies were prepared and sent informally to other colleges. One went, I believe, to Skinner himself. When I look back on my well-schooled self, who played this stupid prank, I'm disgusted. But it should serve as a warning of how an army of grown-up children was and still is encouraged to experiment on each other as a form of higher-level modern thinking. An entire echelon of management has been trained in the habit of scientific pornography. Caught by the title of the Cole Porter song, Anything Goes. Behaviorism has no built-in moral brakes to restrain it other than legal jeopardy. You hardly have to guess how irresistible this outlook was to cigarette companies, proprietary drug purveyors, market researchers, hustlers of white bread, bankers, stock salesmen, makers of extruded plastic knickknacks, sugar brokers, and of course, men on horseback and heads of state. A short time after I began as a behaviorist, I quit, having seen enough of the ragged Eichmannist crew at Columbia drawn like iron filings to this magnetic program, which promised to simplify all the confusion of life into underlying schemes of reinforcement.